Hi there. The word for you today is, someone is always watching you. Jesus said in his famous Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men. A reporter once said to Joe DiMaggio, the famous baseball player, you always seem to play with the same intensity. You run out every grounder and race after every fly ball. Even when the Yankees have a big lead in the pennant race, and there's nothing on the line. How come? DiMaggio replied, I always remind myself that there might be someone in the stands who never saw me play before. That's the kind of unselfish mindset that you must maintain in order to influence others for good and for God. It takes energy and intentionality, whether one-on-one or in a group, but it pays dividends. Nicodemus, a Jewish leader, was drawn to Christ because he'd listened to his teachings and observed his works from afar. Indeed, he may have come to Jesus at night to avoid ridicule, but the fact is, he came because he couldn't stay away. Jesus was like a magnet in how he attracted people. And Paul says in 2 Corinthians 3 verse 2 that each of us are like a letter that everyone can read. Think about that. Today somebody's watching how you handle problems, how you treat your family and your employees, how you act when the boss isn't around, how you respond to criticism or temptation. Don't disappoint them. Jesus said you were the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So the word for you today is, someone is always watching you.